This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Behind the net, Granlund for Duchesne. Quick shot, pinballs, and loose score! Marchment!
If you listen to Pete DeBoer afterwards, Victory Plus with the audio, the Dallas Stars were lucky to get a point. Spittle said that's the most upset that he has seen or heard DeBoer. Not happy with the effort, says at this time of year it's inexcusable. I think we had to get to the fourth line being asked about in the press conference. Before he decided to give praise, he's like, I shouldn't trash everyone. We got some positives from the fourth line.
Yep. He said, you know, he also said, like, there's no bad points, but just overall disappointed with the effort. DeSmith was not, you know, he wasn't the problem. You know, he was not the problem in net. They've just hit a rough patch. And, you know, it's not like they're playing bad teams. They're playing good teams.
Yeah. Okay? He said we've been, well, you finish.
Like, you know, Tampa's a good team. You know, they got you know, over 40 wins. I mean, they're basically the same record as the Stars. You know, they've run into a rough patch of solid opponents. Now, this one was, you know, different because it was a home game versus what they had when they went on that Western Canada and Colorado trip, which is always difficult. But, you know, you lose three or four on that trip, and then you've split your two games since you've come home.
They went 1-for-2 on the power play, have now scored a power play goal in 7 of their last 8, and they've scored 11 power play goals at home during that span.
They just need to have reasonable expectations, Sean. 67% on the deserve to win o meter for Tampa. Pete DeBoer can't be too upset about that.
Stars are 3 points up on Colorado with 2 games in hand.
2 games.
Over the Avalanche. This was DeBoer after.
Really disappointed with our effort. So I don't have much more to say than that other than Casey DeSmith. I thought, you know, they were harder, hungrier, heavier than us, which is inexcusable this time of year. So, you know, we've been leaking a little bit over the last couple weeks. And, you know, tonight I think was probably about as bad as it's been.
We have been leaking.
Leaking.
Over the past few weeks.
That's a problem that, you know, you don't want to have.
After a mega trade deadline deal.
You would think so.
Fix your leak.
Yeah, and, you know, it was Seve. He's like, you know, most of these teams run the same kind of systems and same sets, right? So bringing somebody in.
How sarcastic was he when he came on?
Very. We thought we were going to get credit for having him on
before the playoff run.
And I told Chap, I was like, watch, he will say something. And sure enough, he did. He was like, oh, what have I done to deserve such an early phone call?
He's awesome.
Yeah,
but he's like, you know, it shouldn't be that difficult to just bring somebody into the in the middle of the season because a lot of these teams run very similar sets. But you know, maybe it is just a little bit more difficult. And of course, obviously the defensive side, you know, they have been missing, you know, they have been missing players on the defensive side. I mean, Mira has been out for, gosh, right before the Four Nations. So it's just been difficult. And they've got what, about 14, 15 games left before the postseason hits. And you're going to be put yourself in a position where you're not going to win the division. and you're going to wind up playing a tough team in the first round.
Back in action tomorrow afternoon at home against Filthy Fresh Spits and Suds is out right now. Michael Gallup, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys, is back in the NFC East.
He is. He is with the Washington Commanders, which we had heard chatter in recent days that he was, had stopped by, looked at Washington. He also was being considered by Seattle, but he ends up with the Washington Commanders, comes out of retirement, and he was actually asked about coming out of retirement and the reason that he had left the NFL, and I thought he gave an interesting answer. He said, I just think the way that I was let go from being in some place for so long and then jumping right into another team and not being able to process, because I had never went through that before, trying to figure out how to process that and everything, I think it was just fast for me and I wasn't there yet. And they asked him, right, so how's your conditioning? How ready are you? And he said, I'm good. I've stayed ready, stayed prepared to play, because I knew that this was going to be the goal at some point, was to come back, even the day I retired. And I'm looking at that, and if I'm the Raiders, I'm just going, okay, why don't you just sit out then? Like, why are you retiring then? If you just needed some time and you always intended to play football again, why did you sign with us? And then why did you just not hang around? But good for Michael Gallup. This shows you, though, some of what we've talked about here on the show, which is Michael Gallup was just in a bad headspace the last couple years. So hopefully that's something that he's cleaned up. If he has, then, I mean, he doesn't have a lot of wear and tear on his body. He's still under 30 and is a guy who, when he's been given some opportunities, can be productive. He's never going to be a legit standout too, but he can be productive.
Man, it's a great situation for him. It really is, if he can get his headspace back. And he is now, though, the one problem. Like, I think a lot of Cowboy fans would have maybe, because knowing a lot of the mental block of the knee, had he gone to Cleveland, had he gone to Miami, Saints, whoever, right? Denver, and played well, a lot of Cowboy fans would be happy for him. Man, they are going to be merciless to him on social media if he puts up 63 catches, 15 a catch.
He's the nicest guy, too.
Will they be angry at him or the Cowboys? Because, you know, anyone leaves, no matter Cole Reagans, no matter how many opportunities they've been given, it's, well, you can't develop your training staff.
Right.
You guys don't know how to work with your players.
Yeah.
Well, I think there'll be some Cowboy anger.
Yeah, especially Cowboys. Like for the Cowboys themselves, the people will say, I mean, Dante Fowler signed back here, but Dante Fowler had been here for 2 years, had never, like, one time in his career ever been a double-digit sack guy. Well, as soon as he leaves, and as soon as Dorrance Armstrong leaves, guys that Cowboys fans were clamoring to get back, well, they were mad as soon as they performed. So, yeah, they're gonna turn it around, and they will blame management here if Michael Gallup plays well.
Inside the Star on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys, in case you did not know, as part of the 6 a.m. Club, Sean, RJ, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that, no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Belt. Hold on tight, RJ Choppy. You're going to be excited.
Okay.
Because Jeremy Fowler,
oh baby,
ESPN, dropped the Dallas Cowboys in the teams to watch list for Joe Milton.
Oh!
New England Patriot, backup quarterback in Tennessee Volunteer.
Go Vols, baby. Let's go. You will never see more majestic incomplete passes in your life.
6'5", 250?
6'5", 250. Just, I think he could, he has a better arm than Josh Allen.
I mean, it's not the most absurd, it's at least a conversation. There's nobody that's typically able to say they're even in the conversation with him. It's at the very least a conversation. He can throw the ball 80 yards.
Yeah, he just doesn't know where it's going.
Josh Allen early.
Right. The problem with Joe Milton is that he can throw the ball 80 yards. That's the good thing about Joe Milton is he can throw the ball 80 yards. The bad thing is that his 5-yard passes also go 80 yards.
He's punt god. He's Matt Ariza.
He really is. Everything is a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. There is no touch.
He had the flash game last year against Buffalo. He was 22 of 29 for 241 and a touchdown, 10 rushes for only 16 yards. But, Bobby, this looks like a trait thing. I'm starting to develop and notice a pattern with them over the recent backup quarterback talk. Trey Lance, well, he's got number 3 overall traits. Joe Milton, this would be a trait thing. The other day, who were we talking about as a backup quarterback?
I was talking about Levis.
Yeah.
That I would be interested in Will Levis. But yeah, I mean, look, they never seemed, no matter how well Cooper Rush performed, they always just seemed a little like, all right, I guess we'll bring Coop back. But like, they were never gung-ho about it the way they were with Trey Lance, who Trey Lance never showed you anything. So yeah, I think you're right. I think traits is going to be a big thing for them when they're looking at grabbing that lotto ticket and like, this is going to be the one. This is going to be the one we'll hit. Milton is really interesting because if they like him,
so much upside. Traits.
Yeah, if they wanted him, if they were like, all right, let's go make him our backup quarterback. That's the guy we'll invest in. After traits were kind of off the charts, as somebody had told me last year when he was coming out, they went, I'll be honest with you, this may be seen as a dig at one guy as well as a compliment at Joe Milton, but I don't see a whole lot of difference between Joe Milton and Anthony Richardson when they were coming out. Mm-hmm. And so when you talk about then he played well in that game, you don't have a 4th-round pick. If you're genuinely interested in looking at Joe Milton, I don't think he's going from a 6th-round draft selection last year to only being given up for a 5th-year. I would think 4th is more the territory.
Really?
Which makes me wonder if they were to go after him, would they be looking like, well, maybe a 3rd?
And this, oh my gosh, that's a little too rich. Come on.
Yeah.
Now. But look, this is another example of why you throw darts if you're the Patriots. You got Drake, you draft Joe. You draft Joe in the 6th. I agree with Bobby, the price would be higher. I'm thinking a little bit more like 5th. But if you had a 4th-round pick for Joe Milton, you have a humongous 2-round win in a trade.
You bought a house and flipped it.
Yep.
That's what you did. And
except for Bobby.
Right.
Yeah, not me.
But, I mean, look, if the Cowboys were to get him, you're looking at upside. He is on the Dak Prescott.
And by the way, I'm totally fine with the Cowboys using a 5th if they like him better than the quarterbacks they think will be there.
Right.
Yep. 100%.
Draft a quarterback.
Yeah. He is on the Dak Prescott person level, like the type of guy he is.
Oh.
He came to Tennessee to be the starter. He started. He lost his job to Hendon Hooker and like moved in with Hendon, became his best friend, stayed back behind him for 2 years, and then started the next year. Like, he's, like, totally team first. Kind of like Jalen Hurts at Alabama, right? Stayed. So, there's a lot of Like, there's a lot of positives about Joe Milton. The negative is the simple fact that he doesn't know where the football's going.
And what type of runner?
He's a horse, man. He's 6'5", 250.
But he's got speed?
Yeah, he's not, like, he's not Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
No, but, like, the way...
But he like hurts?
Like,
or more like explosiveness?
More like Allen.
Like that kind of, like, how Allen's just...
A powerful runner.
He's a horse. Yeah, he gallops across the... That's the same kind of athlete.
Like, I wouldn't say... I don't think he was in the Milrow 40 time category, right? I don't think he was a
47. No,
but he's just a bigger guy who's very athletic.
So that was a note for RJ to hold back his excitement. This next note is for Bobby to get depressed over, as he may finally one day become actual co-workers with Dan Orlovsky, as yesterday the news came out that ESPN was planning $1 billion idea.
Yeah, but I think you need to correct that. I will never become co-workers with Dan Orlovsky. That's never going to happen.
Because Dan's not going to get renewed?
Well, that's the hope. If Dan gets renewed, though, and then we have this merger, I'm not calling myself a colleague of Dan Orlovsky. I will just have to train Peyton on how to, give Slater her hit times or whatever.
Oh, you're going
to
quit.
I will not work with NFL Network anymore if I'm going to have to be co-workers with Dan Orlovsky. As ESPN is apparently in the process, we're getting closer and closer to ESPN, according to Cord Cutters News, saying that ESPN could spend as much as $2 billion to buy the NFL Network, NFL Red Zone, and NFL Plus. And under this sort of agreement and exchange, Andrew Marchand said that the league could also take an ownership stake in ESPN, which feels like a little bit of a contradiction or a little bit of conflict of interest. That seems a little questionable to me.
I don't know how you can get away with that. I mean, you're going to have an ownership stake in ESPN.
Yeah, because that'd be like if one of your announcers had an ownership stake in one of your teams. Like, that'd be weird. Like, how would that announcer ever do his job?
Peyton Russell gets hit hard with the seafood tariffs, and Ron Washington is getting rid of the cell phones next on The Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.